Prayer, Healing, and Chronic Illness, written and read by Emily J. Moritz. Prayer, Healing, and Chronic Illness. We need to talk about prayer and healing. Dear God, please heal my brother from his sickness. In Jesus' name, Amen. How many of us have prayed a prayer like this? And how many of us have seen that prayer answered? If you're anything like me, the answer is not as often as I would like. Illness is real and it impacts lives. Prayer seems to offer us hope for physical healing, and yet, so often we find that hope crushed. It is for this reason that prayer and healing can be a sensitive topic. It's easy to become disillusioned about prayer, easy to want nothing more to do with it. I feel your pain. But if prayer is so important that it can crush our dreams, I think it's also something that we cannot ignore. Now, what is prayer? This is a post about Christian prayer, as outlined in the Bible, where we see four things. Anyone who loves God can pray, Isaiah 56 verse 7. They can pray about all things, Ephesians 6 verse 18. And God says that he will hear, Psalm 34 verse 15. And lastly, God says that he will respond, Matthew 21:22. Now, prayer is a response. There are many responses to sickness and tragedy. Some people throw themselves into their work, others seek out a listening ear. Many Christians pray. In a situation where it's easy to feel hopeless, wordless, and paralyzed, prayer can give us something practical to do, offer us hope that has nothing to do with medical advances. It can give us words such as, I'll pray for you, or let me pray now, when there's nothing else to say. Yet as a response to someone else's illness, praying for healing can also be frustrating. This is because it doesn't always result in physical healing. It can seem silly or childish to talk to someone who's not there. And it can be difficult to talk about because prayer is an abstract concept, and like every part of our faith, there is an element of mystery. Prayer is also a task. Although prayer is a response to illness, that is, it's a reaction, it's also not an optional one. If we call ourselves children of God, we need to pray. But why? Well, prayer reveals where we put our hopes. If we believe God is all-powerful, we must ask him for healing. After all, we must set our hopes on something, and prayer is a way to place our hopes on God. Whenever I no longer feel the need to ask God for healing, it's almost always because I have placed my hope in something else, whether that's a new treatment or simply the power of time. Yet as Christians, we have no choice. We must place our hope in God first and foremost. Now, we also must do this because prayer was dearly paid for. It's an exciting thing to be able to talk to the living God. Let's never lose sight of that. It's an immense privilege and blessing, one that was paid for by the blood of Jesus. We pray at a price, and because of this, prayer never ceases to be a sacred act. And as such, it cannot be overlooked, forgotten, or discounted. Prayer is not dependent on us. Now, in one sense, prayer is something that we do. We are the ones who physically sit down, or close our eyes, or speak out loud, or in any number of ways, form a prayer to our Heavenly Father. Yet in truth, prayer is not something that we do at all. The outcome is not dependent on us. There is nothing we can do to ensure our prayers are answered exactly how we want them. If our loved one dies, even though we pray for recovery, it is not our fault. If our loved one is healed miraculously and the doctors are stumped, it's not actually our doing. God uses our prayers. Our prayers do not use God. This is freeing, my friends. Now, it's also important to remember that the physical act of praying can be hard. It's all very well for us to know that we should pray. Many of us, as Christians, want to pray. We long to speak with our Heavenly Father. We desire to place our hopes for healing in him. Nevertheless, we find praying hard. Why is this? The bottom line is that we are human. Praying for healing is difficult because, like most skills, it doesn't come naturally to us. We have to learn how to pray. Even the disciples recognize this, and they said, "Teach us, Lord, how to pray," in Luke 11, verse 1. Prayer for healing is also difficult because it requires perseverance. Chronic illnesses last a long time, often a lifetime. Praying continually for that many years, like maintaining any habit or relationship, and prayer is both, will not be easy. It also demands concentration. If you're like me, it can be hard enough focusing on a friend at church when I'm talking to them in a busy room. How much harder is it to concentrate on a person who is not physically present? Add the very real concerns which surround caring for an ill person into the mix, and distractions abound. Lastly, prayer is difficult because praying for healing is hard. No matter how much we love Jesus or desire to live like God, maintaining a prayer life is rarely easy. But it is worth fighting for, both today and tomorrow, and for the rest of our time on this earth. Now this raises a question. What about Bible verses that promise immediate healing? This is a complex issue, and one that I've struggled for many years. I've written an in-depth post about it on my blog, which is at www.calledtowatch.com, which is why prayer for healing is tricky. But here I will simply leave you with some observations. Some people in the Bible were healed by prayer, many were not, yet this lack of physical healing did not cause their faith to crumble. Secondly, context is crucial, and sometimes we don't know the context, but the original readers did, so we can learn from their responses. Thirdly, many of my objections and frustrations drifted away the first time I tried leaving my ego at the door before reading those troublesome Bible passages. Fourthly, am I looking for a magic word or a quick fix when I read passages about prayer? If so, is that really the sort of God I want to worship? Am I looking for God or a wish-granting factory? These are good questions to ask ourselves. Lastly, there are many passages I still find difficult, but I try to treasure them for what they tell me about God and his character, in contrast to what I want them to do for me. Now, how do you pray for healing? When we sit down to pray for something as big and as sensitive as healing, we are suddenly beset with all kinds of questions. Is there a special formula to use? How long should our prayers be? Is it unspiritual to pray for physical healing? Now, these are all legitimate questions, and the best way to answer them is to look at the prayer Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. In Gethsemane, in Luke 22, Jesus prayed for two things. Take this cup from me, and may your will be done. Now, this sounds quite contradictory, but it turns out that in God's perfect plan, Jesus could not have both those prayers answered as he wished. Jesus, part of that plan, since before the creation of the world, knew this. But he prayed them anyway, these contradictory prayers, and in doing so, he gives us permission to pray them too. Please heal my loved one, God. Please glorify your name. It is right and good to pray for relief from pain for ourselves or others, but because we do not know how God is to be glorified in the specific instances of our days, we do need to pray contradictory prayers. It's part of being human. Jesus showed us this. He also showed us that we must pray bigger prayers. Physical healing is important, but it's not everything. While Jesus wept in Gethsemane, he took the time to pray for the eternal souls of those around him. Many of his disciples came under threat by the authorities, their physical lives in danger. Yet, in the moments before his death, Jesus prayed in John 17 that they would be protected from Satan, they would maintain unity in their relationships, they would gain a desire for godliness, and they would grow closer to God and feel his love. When I read this, the first thing I think is, my prayers aren't big enough. are yours. It's also important to remember that prayer is always personal. This might seem like quite a technical post, so now I want to share something personal. For over 15 years, I've prayed for healing for my mum, begging God for respite from her many chronic illnesses. Other people have prayed too. My mum has been surrounded by prayer for over 40 years, yet she has not been healed. On the contrary, her illnesses have worsened. I don't understand why. When my sister was 17, the doctors discovered a brain tumour. She was in hospital for 3 months and had over 10 different operations. When the surgeons went in for the last time, they couldn't find the tumour. They couldn't believe it, but we could. My sister had been miraculously healed. We had been praying for only 10 weeks. Her recovery was long and slow. We wanted her home before Christmas. I was dry and exhausted. I was sick of it all. I had even half given up praying. One day I could take it no longer. I sat down and I begged God to bring her home on the day before Christmas Eve. The next day, the doctors told her she definitely wouldn't be able to come home before Christmas. Yet, she came home on the exact day that I prayed for, and for the second time, God answered prayer, miraculously. I don't understand why. What can I say? What encouragement can I give? God does what is best according to his glorious purpose. Do I always like his purpose? Definitely not. Does that mean his purpose is wrong or cruel? Absolutely not. I have a hard time remembering this, but I know it is true. We do not need to know the outcome of our prayer before we pray. We simply need to know whether the one we pray to is trustworthy. That alone is what makes prayer worth it. And the one we pray to is trustworthy. So let us pray.